Good evening, my name is Ann Captine, and when Jack asked me to speak about someone who modeled Jesus in my life, I thought of all kinds of people I could have talked about, like both my parents who are here tonight, but the one I decided to talk about is my grandmother, Letty Bossenbrook Plantinga. She's the mother of my father, Alvin Plantinga, and my first memories of Grandma Letty are really happy memories of Sunday dinners at her house. I always associated her with really good food and homemade pies and lots of older cousins and siblings having lively discussions. And so I associated my grandma with cooking a lot and hospitality. But then eventually I began to realize as she started telling me stories of her childhood and her youth that there was a lot more to her than cooking. For one thing, she had a career, which I never knew about till I knew her pretty well. She was a teacher in the Christian schools, and she supervised Calvin students when they did their student teaching. But she told me it was not easy to get that college degree that she needed to be a teacher, because when she finished eighth grade, her parents would not let her continue school. She grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, and in those days, especially for girls, I think, after eighth grade, you stopped going to school, you got a job, and you gave all your money to your parents. So that's what she had to do. And it's not that her parents were mean. This is just the way it was in their subculture and in their part of the country. But she didn't let her dream die or her desire to get an education and become a teacher. So if she worked more than 40 hours a week, she was allowed to keep that extra money, the overtime pay. And she would put it aside, and she started doing correspondence high school courses. And then a lot of it she saved and saved until when she was 21, she had enough money to move all by herself from Wisconsin here to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and enroll at Grand Rapids Christian High School. Can you guys imagine having a 21-year-old join your class? I thought that is the epitome of determination and perseverance. My grandma went on to college, but she, after about 1 year, she met my grandpa, got married, and started her family, and she didn't graduate from college until her second son graduated. So that was maybe 25 years after she originally started college. But she never let her dream and her calling from God to be a teacher die. She showed perseverance. And I actually thought about her sometimes during my life and career. We're missionaries with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and it hasn't gone at all as planned for me either. Lots of years of training and waiting for my husband to get training, and then the first country we were sent to, he's a missionary pilot, and that worked well for him, but I couldn't work in a Bible translation project at all because the plane was in one place and the Bible translation projects were far away. So it was close to 10 years after we joined Wycliffe that I finally got going in Bible translation. And during that time, I had thought about quitting or giving up, but I did think about my grandma and her perseverance, and we instead moved to a new country, to Cameroon, and there I was able to serve. But I think what most strikes me and struck me about my Grandma Letty was her beautiful love and care for and support for her husband, my grandpa, who was sick for much of their marriage. He had a mental illness. He had, in those days, they called it manic depressive psychosis, and now it's bipolar disorder. And that's something that can have kind of mild symptoms or it can have really severe symptoms. And I think for my grandpa, it was pretty severe. I remember at these Sunday dinners, sometimes he would start off the dinner looking fine, and then as the dinner progressed, he would curl over and a mask of pain would appear on his face as that depression set in. And so for about 50 years of their long marriage, my grandmother was advocating for him, getting him treatment, loving him. And one thing that was very different about the way she dealt with his mental illness was that she was open about it. And if you think about 40 years ago, the stigma that there was with mental illness, but I remember my grandma talking about it openly, like any other illness. So when I think about my grandma and the, I don't remember conversations that I had with her, discipleship, her sitting down and sharing Bible verses, anything like that, but it's this overall pattern that I hope has sunk deep down into my bones and into my psyche, a pattern of hospitality and generosity, determination and perseverance, and love. And let's sing together as we talk about the good times and the hard times in life. Number 344, Envious Gladness.